Now, Justino, you watch that wrist and do what the doctor told you.
And stay off the roof.
Okay, that's the last of them. I can have you in Pittsburgh in an hour.
Thanks.
For what? 4 hours of doctoring? It's literally the least I could do. What's wrong?
I'm worried about your cousin, Jessie. She's too young for disc troubles. You should make her go to a clinic.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not thinking anything, but I want to rule out a spinal tumor.
So, where'd you learn all this stuff?
I worked in a hospital.
My friend Brad says he thinks you're on the lam. Brad thinks you're a doctor, and maybe you killed a bunch of people in a hospital. But I don't think so. I don't think you would kill anyone.
Well, I haven't yet, but if I keep treating people without proper training or tools, I probably will. So who's Brad?
He's my... a friend.
The colonial?
No, he's from Earth. You know, when I was living on Marmor, I thought that Earth was really cool, but it's a dump.
Well, what do you expect from a place called Dirt?
Huh?
You know, Earth, like soil, dirt. Didn't you ever make fun of it when you were a kid?
No. So, are you on the lam?
So where'd you people get all these anti-infectives, anyway?
Black market. Do you have a girlfriend?
Maybe I killed her. You know, when I killed all those people in the hospital?
Don't make fun of me. I'm not stupid.
I don't have a girlfriend. I never really did.
Ooh, touchy subjects.
So, what comes next?
I drop you off at Jerry's Diner, and this truck driver my dad knows will take you to New Jersey.
Thanks, Isabel. You're a good assistant.
So, are you gonna tell me why you're on the lam?
Fell in love with the girlfriend of the wrong guy.
That sounds romantic.
Not really. She went back to him.
The slut?
It was probably the right choice.
God, if I turned down a doctor who wanted to marry me, my mom would strangle me.
I'm not a doctor!
So, why are you going to New Jersey?
Someone there has been watching me. They know something about my family.
My family is the last thing I want to know more about.
Yeah, well, I'm from Coral.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, it's not okay, but it can't be fixed, so I'm fixing what I can. I found something out this week.
What's that?
I want to be a doctor.
You already are.
They reassigned me to recruitment and sent me back here to fly a desk instead.
Do you miss it?
Sometimes. I miss the guys. But it was time. It's okay when you carry the war on your back. It's heavy, but you do it because
you have to.
Right. When you start seeing your whole life through a targeting scope.
Oh, yeah.
You got family in the service?
Father and mother.
They know you're here?
My dad's dead, less than a month. My mom's a bit of a bug. They met in special forces.
Sorry for your loss.
It's okay.
So, hand on the plate, and we'll start the application. What? Wait. You're not 18, you're 17.
It rounds up to 18. My birthday's in 4 months.
4 and a half. You didn't think to mention that?
Look, I'm on my own. What difference does a few months make?
We gotta draw the line somewhere, kid. People see us inducting children, there'll be panic in the streets.
Is that a joke? Look around you. Even Reach has fallen.
Sorry, kiddo. I'm all for patriotism. But you're gonna have to wait 4 months.
Okay, what if my mom signed for me? Oh, that doesn't make me sound more grown up.
Not so much.
Look! Look!
Hey! You can't draw that in here!
Just watch. I can strip clean and reassemble an M6 in 1/4 regulation time.
You're fast.
I can shoot 87% with an SRS at 1,000 meters.
You're lying.
Yeah.
What's your real score?
99.
But?
I thought you wouldn't believe me.
Only 99?
There was a crosswind.
See that eye chart? Read me the bottom line.
Microprinting supplied by Opticon Test Instruments, a limited liability sector of the...
Actually, I meant the bigger line of letters above that, but never mind.
Sergeant, I know I look like just another teenage girl to you, but believe me, I can be the best soldier you ever recruited.
Make me look good, you think?
I swear it.
You really ready to kick some Covenant butt?
Sergeant, I did not always know this, but I was meant to be a soldier from the day I was born.
Ah, there's just one problem.
What?
You're 17.
But I can do this.
I know you can. That isn't the point.
Of course it's the point.
You're a good kid. Right now you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And instead of running from that, you want to meet it head on. I admire that. But you're 17, chickadee. Let someone else save the world for a few months.
I've got no money, no place to go, nothing. What am I supposed to do?
Find a boyfriend. Stay up too late, talk on the chatter. Life is short enough without rushing into combat.
I just want a chance to do something that matters.
The Coveys are going to give us all that chance, kid, soon enough. And when they do, no matter how many you fight, no matter how many you kill...
Yeah?
It's not going to bring your father back. It just won't. Go home, Janissary James.
Next!
So, I'm thinking of maybe taking a post somewhere else.
Leaving Boston?
Yeah. And getting a haircut.
What did getting a haircut have to do with leaving Boston?
A whole new me, you know? Don't you think I look a bit frumpy? Not professional?
I think you sound really freaked out. I think this job is really getting to you.
Yeah, I got mixed up with this guy. He had me convinced that there was all this weird stuff going on, but he was crazy.
He was crazy?
Yeah, and I fell for it.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You were the one who told Trisha that Kale was two-timing her.
That was different. Kale was an idiot.
Yeah, but you knew Mr. McKenzie was having an affair with Ms. Delvecchio, and that Gupta Singh was lying to us about his mom.
She needed the pension money. Anyone could see that.
Now, if this guy was crazy, you would have known.
But Major Standish said that...
Then whoever this Standish is, he's a liar.
I gotta go.
He was lying to you, Ronnie. And don't you believe it.
Yes?
Yeah, listen, you don't know me, but I have to talk to you.
Yes?
It's about the you-know-what, Achala. You know from the Apocalypse.
Look, you can tell Major Standish I didn't bite. I'm keeping my nose clean.
Standish? Wait, he's the dinkwit, right?
Although, you are an odd choice for a bait. I mean, you're what, 17?
18, thank you very much, since June.
You came up from New York by train to talk to me about... What's in New York?
You're doing that thing! That detective thing! How did you know I came from New York? My accent? Oh, the way I dress. Like that Oni guy who jumped you but he had the wrong shoes.
You've got a security check in your bag and it says NYC in huge black letters.
Oh right.
If you know about the Oni guy, you're obviously Oni. And you're clueless. Goodbye.
Ronnie, Sarah John is right. You know Standish is lying to you. You know he tried to have Herzog killed.
Who are you? And how did you know that?
I'm a rogue military AI. I think I came in on the Apocalypso, but I don't know because I can't remember.
You're what?
I can't believe you told her that. Why didn't you just come right out and tell her that?
Because lying to Ronnie is stupid.
And you expect me to believe you?
Ask me a question, and if I can find the answer, I'll tell you. For example, right now, Nick is off duty and playing ping pong with a guy they call Itchy.
Hey, you leave Nick out of this.
What do you want to know?
Did we know Troy was going to be glassed?
Yes. It's clear we've broken at least some Covenant transmission protocols.
So why did Reach fall?
Space is big. Really big. We have to be in the right place to hear the right transmission. Troy was a lucky break. I'm sorry, your chatter hasn't sufficient storage for my evidence, so I've summarized it and forwarded as much as possible to you.
Oh my god. My memory is full. What? These names? What are these names?
Contact information for every Troy evacuee. The ones who have died since the evac are marked in red.
What are you?
Durga is a very curious girl.
Ronnie, we both know we have to shut the artifact down. Look at the information I sent you. If you are willing to help, come meet with us on Saturday.
Look, I don't... The artifact is just... I can't do anything about it.
But Ronnie, you gotta help us. That thing could be a giant bomb. It could brainwash us all so we join the Covenant.
I can't. You don't understand. They're watching me. And I just... can't.
You're going to have to be a little brave, Ronnie. Think about it.
Saturday. And if you come, I won't even make you talk through a door.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you mentioned a haircut. I know of a guy in Beacon Hill, the best in Boston.
It's open. Crying out. Oh, jeez. It would be you.
What do you mean it would be me?
Freaking. Come in. My name's Jersey.
My name is Kamal Zaman.
I know. Listen, there's someone you should meet.
You know something about my sister.
Durga!
Who the hell is
you
that?
You have to.
I can't. It's like the wrong ends of a magnet. I can't.
Kamal, meet Durga. Durga, meet Kamal.
What the hell's going on here? What do you know about my sister?
Nothing.
Kamal, Durga is your sister.
I'm not Yasmin. I'm merely copied from her personality matrix. Your sister was abducted into the Spartan class of 2037, but she washed out.
Washed out? What does that
mean?
She
died, Kamal. She was too weak, and she died.
Oh my god.
They took her, they trained her, they shot her full of hormones and embedded things inside her bones, and finally her body gave up and she died.
No.
There's no point in being sentimental.
She didn't give up. Maybe they killed her, but she never gave up. I can still hear your voice in there, Yasmin. You never gave up in your life.
Wasn't you? Jersey!
Hey, take it easy with that stuff, pal. Durga is herself. She's nobody else.
The hell she is. You know what they say. You don't get to choose your family. She's stuck with me.
Kamal, this you and me and Coral Forever stuff didn't work so great on Sophie either, did it?
Ow!
Come on! Oh, come on! Sophie, that's all for you!
Stop it, you two.
Sophie can see you now. She knew you were a real human, wouldn't she?
This is how you... This is how you get your jollies! Sick! Spying on people!
Not like you!
Stop it! Stop it!
Come on!
Stop! He started.
I was eating. And he hit me. In the head.
At least I don't spy on other people.
Well, he tried to kill me with a lamp.
He punched me in the neck!
He tried to kill me with a lamp.
Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
No, but there's a lot of empty seats in this car.
Oh, would you rather not? You prefer blondes?
No, it's just that...
Well then. I figured since you're following me, it would be more convenient if I just sat down right here.
Following you? Are you crazy? I already got a girlfriend, lady.
Oh, I know. Major Standish is just the dreamiest, isn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I caught you twice in store windows on my way down to the station. Here's a free tip. I'm not much of a window shopper, so usually if you see me peer into glass like that, just assume you've been made.
You can still keep this all real polite if you just go back to pretending you don't notice.
I don't worry so much about polite when I'm being stalked.
Really starting to annoy
me. Sit there and tell me barefaced that this is all for my own protection. I will stand up and scream rape, so help me God.
Listen, cowgirl. The only way I touch you is with a cattle prod. And don't think I haven't thought about it.
Tickets, please?
Here's my confirmation.
Got a ticket?
Yeah, here.
This ticket was for yesterday.
That's impossible. I just bought it.
Well, someone hasn't paid a lot of parking fines.
Parking fines?
Whoa! Conductor assist, I have a passenger here wanted for Grand Theft Auto.
Theft?
Stand down, son. I did 12 years in the race.
I never stole any cars.
Fraud, too. Selling fake insurance policies.
I don't see... Oh, you're right!
What are you doing?
To the widow's events?
Hey, but...
Get on your feet!
Come on, man!
What kind of person would take advantage of the widows of men who have died to save us all. Oh, some people.
This is all a mistake!
Yeah, some people.
I don't get how it is
a butterfly clamp. You just...
Ow!
Whining.
You know, your bedside manner leaves something
Shut
to be...
Shut up!
Right back at you, Doc. How the hell am I going to explain this to my mom?
I'll pay for the damage.
With what? Poker chips? Oh, that's great. I'll send her for a week in Atlantic City. We can collect a complete set of dishes with dancing girls on them.
Well, there's no point in being offline anymore.
What the hell is with you? If anyone should be upset...
Look at this. Look, of course. Look, this was her favorite lamp.
You're jealous.
got nothing to be jealous about.
Except sharing Durga.
Yeah, with a self-righteous creep who thinks he can work the chatter.
Well, look at it from my perspective.
What?
My sister's spending her time with a sullen punk kid who wouldn't tell the government where one of their top-class AIs is gone because then he wouldn't have his favorite toy anymore.
Oh,
I told him not to.
Way to contribute to the war effort, hero.
Leave him alone.
I don't think I will. A top-class AI costs, what, the price of a destroyer? What if that mind, your mind, Yasmin, could have made a difference at Coral?
That's not fair.
You know, fair is not something I care about so much anymore.
Kamal, we need your help.
We do not need his help.
Jersey, I don't waste assets.
Help doing what?
There was nothing you could do to save your sister. Nothing more you could have done to save your parents.
Our parents.
But I can give you something more precious than you can possibly imagine.
You, Durga? Or you, Yasmin?
All right. Both of us.
Most of Precious was on Coral for me, Yasmin. And the rest left me standing at a bus stop outside of Oakland. What are you going to give me?
Another chance to save me. Another chance to save the world.
Hey, Jen, I thought you were gonna enlist.
So, you said Durga might be able to help me find a job?
What happened?
I'm not 18. They told me to go get a boyfriend or something.
I'll volunteer.
What a patriot.
No, not for the Navy, I mean.
I know what you meant, Jersey, and frankly, don't take this the wrong way. You're not the hero type.
There's a right way to take that?
She means it would take a hero to be her boyfriend, Jersey.
Ooh, catfight.
Well, my guys do seem to end up dead.
Jan, it wasn't...
It wasn't my fault. Yeah, whatever. Listen, can you just change my records so I'm 18?
I could, but I won't.
What? Are you gonna tell me I should go get a boyfriend now and bake cookies, too?
You probably should.
What difference is it going to make if the Covenant shows up tomorrow? If I enlisted, at least I could fight.
If the Covenant showed up tomorrow, you wouldn't even be in basic yet.
Oh, you know what I mean! Damn it!
What the... I just bought a new lamp and replaced the dishes. Would you people please stop tearing up my mom's apartment?
But I have something else you could do.
What, like a job?
Work for me. I'll cover your rent.
Doing what?
Breaking into Charla Base in Boston.
You're crazier than Gilly.
Possible, but not likely. I'll keep an eye on it, though.
So, there's this artifact on Charla Base, being kept under wraps. The Navy thinks it's some kind of Covenant super weapon, but...
There are reports beginning to trickle back from a ship called the Pillar of Autumn. There's a chance the artifact isn't Covenant at all. A chance that it's something much more dangerous.
More dangerous than a Covenant super weapon?
Much more dangerous.
Yeah, the artifact is some sort of timer. It's like counting down.
Counting down to what? Counting down to what, Jersey?
No one knows, Jan. No one wants to find out. We've got to get into Charla Base and turn it off.
Well, why not tell the Navy?
They won't believe us.
But you do?
I do.
Okay, then I do too.
So you help us break into Charla?
Jersey, look, breaking into a military base is buggier than even my mother. Why not just contact the authorities? Call the press.
Because there are a whole shipload of people who knew about this, and they're all either dead or shipped to the front lines. If you try to tell the press, you'll end up in front of a bus.
Wait, I met a guy like that. McCaskill.
Yes, he ran the tool crib on the Apocalypso.
Okay, so he wasn't just paranoid.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Jan? You owe me.
I know. So let me get this straight. You want us to break into Charla Base, find this thing, and shut it down?
Yes.
It sounds impossible to me.
So you in?
Of course.
Hello?
McCaskill, good.
You must have the wrong...
Disconnect, and I'll tell Section 3 where you are. I'm already as good as dead. Don't think I give a damn about taking you with me.
My life hasn't been worth a dry man's spit since we had our first little chat before the Apocalypso shipped out.
What can I say? I have a way with people.
When the whole thing started to go down, I tried to squirt your note. Did you know that? The op busted me up for it pretty good.
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah, sure. Only it would be Mama McCaskill's little boy getting the long sleep if she had ratted me out. Not you.
We have to talk about the artifact you beheld on the Apocalypso.
I hate the sight of needles. I can't even give blood.
McCaskill, it took a lot of work to seek you out. I need to know how they triggered it. Everything depends on it.
I told the investigators. I don't know nothing about nothing.
I don't know what they'll do if I give them your location. Maybe a hard sound pulse to drop you while you're crossing the street. Or gas. They're using gas more these days.
I was just messing around. Like it had these shapes on it, you know? Triangles and lines and dots. I wasn't even thinking about it. Just a nervous habit. I got bad nerves.
Right, and?
They went all the way around, like the tread on a tire. I don't know why, I just touched all the triangles first. The official app team had given up. They couldn't get nothing out of it.
Triangles all the way around.
Mm. Then lines.
Then dots.
Then kablam!
Triangles, lines, dots.
Damn, I'm empty.
If it makes you feel any better about revealing the truth, you may have just saved the planet.
Then maybe the planet can buy me a drink.
Crazy. Hello?
Oh, it's you.
So, I mean, I don't really know what I can do, but,
Listen, if you walk through this door, there's just one freaking rule. No busting on my mom's apartment! Got it?
Sure.
Jesus, it's so much to ask. Jen! Jen! You got some sheepboard or something at your place?
Nope. Sorry.
Wow. There's a hole in your wall.
That's Ronnie for you. Always thinking.
Jersey. Manners.
Manners? I gotta get this fixed before my mom gets back.
You need some liquid plyboard. You can get it at the hardware.
Hi. My name's Kamal.
Oh, I am so sorry about Coral.
How did you know that I was from Coral?
Don't even ask. Okay. College boy's right, Ronnie. I should be nice to you. Can I get you anything?
Something to drink would be great.
Kitchen's right through there. Watch your step, though. I don't think Kamal got all the...
The last time I swept up all the glass!
Hey, you must be the brave one. I'm Jan.
Beg your pardon?
Jan. Short for Janissary.
No, I meant... never mind.
Oh, what, brave?
Not what most people would say. Not what I would say.
Come on, you're an Oni analyst who's about to help us break into a Navy base. What's the penalty for that?
Induced coma.
Now, my whole family seems to have some kind of death wish. And Kamal, from what I gather, doesn't have a hell of a lot left to live for. But to risk all that based on one of Jersey's plans? That looks like brave to me.
Well, I guess. I mean, I hadn't really thought of... One of Jersey's plans?
You want something to drink?
Sure.
Just don't read the ingredients.
I never do.
Okay, come into the living room. Let's do this thing.
I guess the women folks supposed to come out of the kitchen now.
This should be amusing, if nothing else. By the way.
Yeah?
I like your hair.
So the short version is, the artifact is at Chawla. It is counting down and it must be stopped.
If that's true, why doesn't this Standish guy see that?
He has a great deal invested in another answer, Kamal. He believes he has a prototype of the next generation of Covenant weapons. All of the enemy's secrets, if only he can unlock them.
But why would he keep going down this path so blindly?
It's not about being smart. It's about having killed people.
Once you start killing people, you better have been right.
If it is counting down, what do you think it'll do?
The last time it was triggered, the shockwave flatlined communications throughout the solar system for more than 7 seconds.
Durga doesn't know, but she thinks it'll probably be bad.
Thanks for the translation.
Don't mention it, college boy.
No problem, high school kid. Or haven't you graduated yet?
Boys.
We need to get to the artifact and turn it off. Trouble is, Chawla Base is a totally self-contained and secure system.
Like crystal security.
Times 10.
I'll have to port in through chatter and get physically patched into Chawla. To be honest, there's a chance the lab itself is another black box. Ronnie, can you tell us which building the lab is in?
41, I think. But that's red security. I don't have clearance to enter that part of the base, let alone get into the lab.
No problem, Durga. You know, I've been thinking about this, and
I've got a plan.
Josie, you've got a plan to get Inchala?
What, you think I'm not the hero type?
Jersey.
Trust me, it's gonna work. You're not the only one who comes from a military family, remember?
Jersey, your dad is in the Signal Corps.
Only Signal Corps. Crazy like a fox, baby.
So what's the plan?
I go in as a pizza delivery guy.
What?
Hey, Navy guys love pizza. Then Kamal goes in as a chatter network repair guy, and he's got the chatter link for Durga, and Jan goes in as a recruit.
As if.
Hey, live the fantasy, that's all I'm saying.
You can't deliver pizza in a secure area?
Yeah, I know that. So we get in, I'm delivering pies to the civilian base, like your building, but there we change it to our Special Forces uniforms!
Special Forces uniforms?
Right! The ones Durga will order up for us tonight. We change in the bathroom, then Durga creates a diversion, like he did with the order.
Jersey, I just said I can't get inside Chawla.
So you make the diversion right outside Chawla. Like, I don't know, maybe there's something like, an accident in a circus, the midget clowns riding unicycles with the hair on fire. I don't know, just stick with the big picture here.
Jersey, I'm not sure that...
Then we trip every alarm we can find, adding even more confusion. Total chaos. We find the artifact, we trigger it, and then Durga calls for the building to be evacuated.
What about the part where they shoot you, trying to get into Building 41?
That's where Jan comes in.
Me?
Jersey, tactically speaking, this plan leaves something.
Okay, better than the pizza delivery thing, we're all in a band.
A band?
Yeah, for the officers' club, like a retirement party. If Jan was in a slinky red dress, the guy at the gate won't even care if we're on some list or not.
Jersey.
She could have a gun strapped to her garter belt and a clip of ammo between her. Or maybe somebody else has a better idea?
Oh God, I hope so.
Ronnie, I can show you the base layout. We're gonna need a strategy for getting into Building 41. Do they ever do fire drills, inspections?
Security sweeps.
Nice. Durga, we're gonna need some orders.
Orders for building security. Got it.
If we're patching you in, like at Crystal Security, we'll need to know where to make the patch.
Telecom shack. Ronnie, do you know where those are located?
There are at least three out in the low security part of the base.
Pizza delivery guy.
I just had to break the ice. Girls like Jan and Durga, they feel better if they're bailing out some hapless guy.
You know how to play the part, I'll give you that.
Hey, I may be dumb, but I ain't stupid. Want a beer?
Are you even old enough to drink that?
Dude, we can't fight anymore. My mom's gonna kill me as it is.
And then we can use the flash grenades. No, I'm serious.
Oh man.